Thank you for calling.
Toaster oven. Hello.
Thank you for calling again with XPO. This is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. My name is Janice DiCuccio, and Angel had tried to transfer me to you, and she said for me to hang up that you were going to call me right back. And when you didn't get me right back, I thought maybe you didn't have the right phone number or something. So I called back in, and that's when I talked to Brittany, and now Brittany has transferred me to you. So I don't know how much of the story you have heard. Angel was calling me to verify because your delivery people refused to install, swap out and install my dishwasher. Brittany just took copious notes, but if you want me to tell you the whole thing again.
Okay, so are you stating that the technicians, they did not do the install for you of the dishwasher?
They did not. They refused. Here's what's happened. The very first time that XPO was going to install my new dishwasher, I don't remember the gentleman's name that came, but he was opening it up on the truck, and before he even took it off the truck, he told me that there was something damaged in the bottom, that it must have been damaged in transit, and so he didn't want to install it because he knew it wouldn't be right. So he called a supervisor, and I went through all kinds of stuff to try to get reordered because we had already waited weeks for this dishwasher. So then it was another 2 or 3 weeks before they could get another one in, and people got me scheduled again. So that's the first time that Robbie and Larry came. And so they brought the second new dishwasher to swap out for my old dishwasher. And they brought it in my, bless you, they brought it in my house, and they brought it in my house, and we had a few adventures with getting it installed. For one thing, Robbie cut his finger, and he was bleeding quite a bit, and he stood up and tried to rinse it off in my sink and forgetting that he had disconnected the water, and so it flooded my cabinet underneath. And so we to mop that up, and he was apologizing because we had to take everything out of both sides instead of just the one area where he had already cleared it out. And I gave him towels, and he was wiping it all up, and that he was going to try to afterwards put everything back, and I said, no, my cleaning lady's coming, don't worry about it. And so then he had to keep changing his Band-Aids, but so he went on, and I wasn't in the room the whole time. I had to go out a couple times. Well, I had to turn off the breaker for him, and I got him Band-Aids and things like that, but I was sitting in there part of the time. They were very nice guys. We were talking and stuff. And then when I came back into the room, the new dishwasher was sitting there in front of my refrigerator. And he was still doing, they had taken out the old one, and he was still doing something underneath. And then Robbie had Larry get his strap on again, and then they tipped the dishwasher up and turned it over on its side, which I thought was kind of strange. And I was like, what's going on? And he said, oh, he had, he said, don't worry. He had to get something underneath or whatever. And I said, okay, what do I know about installing dishwashers? So then he worked some more and finally, got it hooked up. And I had to go turn the breaker back on. I came back, and then he showed me just a little bit about running it. And then he said he was going to set it to run for an hour to make sure, so then when I was finished with that, then I could use it. And they left. And my cleaning lady had gotten here by the time. So we were cleaning up the mess he had made from flooding the cabinet. And then she was also wiping off. And I noticed on the panel, not at that time. She was cleaning off the front because the dishwasher was washing. He had set it for an hour just to clean it out. He said, we had to do that before I could use it. So But my cleaning lady noticed on the front of my refrigerator down low there were scratches all across the bottom of my refrigerator. And she said, she pointed them out to me, and she said, what happened here? And I said, I don't know. It must have been something when they turned over the dishwasher or something. They must have scratched it. So I reported that. And I reported then later on, once the dishwasher had finished its cycle, I opened it up and I was looking at the control panel trying to figure out, you know, how to use it. And I was reading the book and everything. And there were three deep scratches on the control panel. And so I told my salesperson about that. And he said, we better swap that out because, well, first of all, it's not right that you have a brand new dishwasher that's scratched. And he said, but also that could deteriorate that plastic, you know, coating or whatever it is on the control panel. So now I waited again. And when I talked to XPO or about to talk to the people about scheduling or rescheduling it, they said they would make sure they didn't send the same crew. Well, that didn't happen. I waited all day today, and they finally came, and it was the same guys. And he got upset about, you know, my reporting the damage, and he brought all their stuff in. They brought the dishwasher into my garage, and then he started arguing with me. He pretty much called me a liar and said that there's no way he could have done that damage. I said, I didn't say you did it intentionally. I said, but he said, we're very careful. And I said, well, all I know is, you know, after you turned it on its side, he goes, we never turn dishwashers on their side. I said, oh, wait a minute. You had Larry get his strap back on, and you, well, and that was right in front of the refrigerator, and you know, perhaps that's when it happened. He said, no. He said, I remember your cleaning lady came in. And I said, yeah, she's the one that noticed it right you left. He goes, no, she did it. She must have done it. And I'm like, oh. So next thing I know, he takes all his tools. He goes out. He had me go turn the breaker off. And while I was down turning the breaker off, he was saying something to Larry. And I came back up, and he packed up his tools. And he went out in the garage. He told Larry to put the dishwasher back in the truck. And I called my salesman while they were still here. And he said, no, have them leave it, and we'll just get another installer to come. But then he said he couldn't leave it because it was a swap, so they took it and left. So here I am. I still don't have my dishwasher.
Okay, so the only thing I can do is send over an email letting them know that you're requesting a new technician to come out. Once the email is received by the regional, they will follow up with you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. It's very, very...
I will send an email over to the regional. Once they receive the email, they will follow up with you. They can assign a new technician to come out to your home.
Okay, but we need to, can you please flag this up? I mean, this is the third time, because the first time, you know, they say it was damaged on the truck. And the second time, then we had these problems. And now, you know, I've been waiting and spending hours and changing my work schedule and everything else to get this done. So I'm hopefully... can happen fairly promptly.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get the email sent over and have Regional follow up with you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
When will somebody be calling me back?
Once they receive the email, they'll follow up with you.
Okay, so who is this supposed to be? This is supposed to be a...
This is going to be a manager from the regional department that will be following up with you regarding your order.
Okay. So I thought that, and the first person that called me today said they were going to reschedule it, but you can't, and it has to be a regional manager now that reschedules it?
No, ma'am. You're wanting a new technician to come out. If we reschedule you, it's going to be assigned to the same technician.
Oh, why would I when he refused to do it? Why would you reschedule it to him?
We can't change your technician. The regional manager will follow up with you.
Okay. Yeah, because Angel told me that he said that I was rude, so he didn't feel comfortable doing it. Didn't tell her any of the other stuff. So.
Can you go ahead and get the email sent it over? Is there anything else I can help you with?
I guess not. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XPLJ. Okay.